Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review. I'm the Hall of Fame Trainer of Champions, and we travel the world for past, present, and future stars as we bring you the boxing news, the interviews, the legend tales, and boxing history. And coming to you live from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, our radio aficionado taking us on carpet rides in and out and all over the world. And right from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, Bob Murray. Welcome into the World Boxing Review radio show, Bob.
Thank you, Aaron. Yes, hello, and just a happy President's Day weekend to all our fans out there. It's kind of a crazy week in Washington, speaking of presidents, but, you know, we do have the weekend, holiday weekend, and we've got some interesting boxing news to get along to you today, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The boxing community is hurting with sickness and people recovering, people passing, but, you know, a good friend, a colleague, someone that I had the pleasure of working with at one time at King's training camp, Leon Spinks, the brother of Michael Spinks. Those two from that 1976 Olympic team, he went on to beat one of the greatest of all time with 8 fights, Muhammad Ali. Leon did. He shocked the world. And by beating Muhammad Ali and lost it in the rematch fight. But what a credit to the game. He was a veteran. He was a Marine. And our heartfelt condolences go out to the whole family and his son, Corey, who was undisputed champion. The Fighting Spinks family, with Michael Spinks being undisputed light heavyweight champion and moved up to heavyweight champion to beat the great Larry Holmes twice. So what, our condolences go out to his family. And Bob, as you recall, another friend, a colleague of ours, Stan Hoffman, when we were in Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame, when we did that forum down there with Ray McCline in the Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame, we had the pleasure to talk with Stan Hoffman on stage with Henry Haskopp was on the panel, Bobby Goodman, a great matchmaker, and the commissioner, Larry Hazard, as we went down memory lane with some of the great times and events in Atlantic City. And Stan Hoffman got up there and talked about the negotiation Don King and them had with Haseem Rahman when Don King threw $1 million on the table in the bag. So
still get that money out of the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
<That's funny.
laughs> Yeah. And
that's a great story.
Yeah, it is a great story. And you know, on other things, we got Iran Barkley. He's in the hospital. He has COVID-19, and they say he's talking. He's getting better, but we ask people to give the prayers and stuff as he's recovering in the hospital. And also, Henry Haskopp's family is going through some struggles, and we ask for prayers and things like that. And they're looking for some donations. So the boxing community, reach out to Henry Haskopp, man. They have a GoFundMe page. Talk to Henry. Send some money. Send some stuff in to help his family. One of the kids in the family struggling, and he's been through a lot this year, last year, and this year. And it does get better. And Henry he's staying, and he's fighting a good fight, and he's going to continue to fight the good fight. But, you know, we all need a little help sometime, and he needs some help now. So, boy, oh, boy.
Well,
so
it's
Bob. But, yeah, let's take this around the world, see what the boxing news holds. And then we got some guests coming on, and we're going to talk about a little bit about Black History Month and what that means, and how we're bringing this event to Pottsville, Pennsylvania, Bob. You know, home of the Crimson Tide, Yingling Beer, you know, Nicholas Biddle, and all of that, you know. So come on with it, Bob.
Yeah, great. We're going to begin today back at our old friend, The Bubble, at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA, and it's on ESPN. Now, we were supposed to see Joe Smith Jr., 26-3, take on Maxim Vlasov, 45-3. They were the fight for the vacant WBO World Light Heavyweight title, but Vlasov just came down with COVID-19 on Thursday, so that fight is now off. And instead, the next fight that got moved up to the headliner will be Richard Kama, 29-3, 26 KOs, facing off with Jackson Martinez, 19-1, with 7 knockouts in a lightweight contest. And featherweight Adam Lopez, 14-2, and Jason Sanchez, 15-2, also do battle. And moving up now onto the televised part of the show tonight, we'll see 7-0 heavyweight Jarrett Anderson take on Kingsley Abed. Now in Indio, California, they have a big night of championship fights, but here we go, another one. Joseph Diaz, he was 31-1. He was supposed to fight Savakazan Rakhimov tonight, who was 15-0, 12 KOs. And it was to be for the IBF World Super Featherweight crown, but Diaz came in about 3.5 pounds overweight, so he won't be able to get the crown. But if Rakhimov wins, it is still a title fight, and he'll be the champion. Also on that card, Patrick Teixeira, 31-1, 22 knockouts, steps in with Brian Carlos Castano, 16-0-1, 12 KOs for the WBO World Super Welterweight belt. And this is all going to be on DAZN starting at 8 o'clock tonight. This will be DAZN's second show of the day. And the undercard also features Shane Mosley Jr., 16-3, versus Christian Olivas, 20-7, for the open WBO NABO middleweight strap, as well as Ronnie Rios, 32-3, 16 KOs, versus Oscar Negrete, 19-2-2. It's a super bantamweight duel. And the third 10-rounder will pit super bantams Aza Havanisian, 18-3, 15 knockouts, against Enrique Bernache, 24-12, with 12 KOs. Gustavito Henderson, he's 7-1, 5 KOs, versus Daniel Rivera, 18-7-3, flyweight clash, closes the show in Gadsden, Alabama. And it's lightweight Tyler Tomlin versus Augustine Morris, duking it out at the top of the card in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. South now to Perez, Santa Fe, Argentina, where Ty C Sports TV will be televising as Mara Moneo, 6-1, and Ana Molina Gauchavrani, 13-1-1, both seek the open WBA Federlatin female lightweight crown. In the Super Welterweight Showdown between Diego Gabriel Chavez, 27-6-1, and Marcelo Fabian Brzozowski, as well as the Gabriela Gilles Alaniz, 8-0, versus Aisha Adema, 3-5-1, female flyweight clash, serve as the co-features there. Planeta Rica in Colombia will entertain with the headliner of 4-2 Edward Bennett, crossing the road with Julio Cesar Perez in the super lightweight topper there. And we go over now to the UK for the reopening of the fight scene over there, as Sky TV and DAZN broadcast from Wembley Arena in London, with Lee Wood, 23-2, 13 KOs, battling Reese Moule, 13-0, 6 KOs for the vacant Triple BFC British featherweight title. Also up is the undercard, is the undefeated Josh Warrington. He's 30-0 versus Mauricio Lara, 21-2. It's a non-title featherweight fight, and Zelfa Barrett, 24-1, faces off with Kiko Martinez, 41-9-2, for the IBF Intercontinental Super Featherweight crown. And Saint-Denis in France closes the curtain after the Milan Prague versus Francesco Lezzi middleweight bout. Paso Cortese in Lazio, Italy, will see Luca Dortenzi, 14-1, and Matteo Rodena, 9-5, vie for the open IBO International Cruiserweight Championship. And the fight for the vacant WBC Asian Boxing Council Continental Super Lightweight crown between the 8-1 Daulet Dalkanov and the 4-1 Alexander Abramian takes place in Kiev, Ukraine, while in Pervo, Moskoya, Russia, the super lightweight clash between Armand Garistian and Alexei Tutarov ends the night there. Boxing returns to Accra, Ghana, where Michael Osmanu Azluna, 10-1, and Manuli Ofolivi, 4-1, look to gain the open Ghanaian super middleweight championship. and the lightweight bout between the 18-3 Amanda Dorsey and the 16-0 Otto Joseph takes the undercard out in Paniki, takes out the undercard. Now we go out to Paniki, Tarlac, Philippines, for the battle for the vacant Philippines Game and Amusement Board flyweight belt between the 12-1-1 Bienvenido Ligas and the 14-3 Alfo Gagaloyan. Ending today in Auckland, New Zealand, where the headliner is a female featherweight contest between Maya Motu and Aisha Abiad. And we go up to 11 countries, kind of closing back up there, but it's good to see England opening up again. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully they can pull off a show with no incidents, and everything as of this point seems to be going. No late-night changes or anything like that happening, but it just shows the show. You know, we have two different changes, one guy missing weight and the other guy coming down with COVID on two of the biggest fights of the night, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like the zone is picking up their pace over in England, and that's good to see boxing going on, you know. Over in England, I think they're closed down a little bit, though, to have some type of activity and stuff like that is it's good to hear, to see that there's some movement with events over there with Eddie Hearns. But the main movement that we're looking for over there is Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury fight. That's what we want to see. And if they can make that happen, I think boxing will be on his way from like the roaring 20s and 30s when boxing was the sport that everybody wanted to watch and see, Bob, you know, and that's
absolutely
a terrific thing, you know?
Yes, it is. And it'll be a good fight tonight over there, too. I believe it's coming on about 3 o'clock Eastern time on the Zone. As you said, they have an evening show here, too. But you don't get to see Josh Warrington, you know, it's a non-title fight, but we'll see. He's a great featherweight, and there's a good card going on over there, too. The Lee Wood Reese Mole fight, too, is going to be something to watch. So, yeah, the Zone's picking up the pace, and again, they have a doubleheader today, and we'll see how it all ends up at the end of the day. But lots of interesting action happening today, too, because they're going to be out at Indio, California, one, and Patrick Teixeira will be on that card, too. So, another big name. And Shane Mosley Jr., he'll be on TV tonight, too.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget, Bob, you know, Anna Luis Jr. is going to fight Chris Aguilar, two former heavyweight champions and one who challenged for the heavyweight division. And we have our guest holding on the queue, and we'll be right there with him in a moment. But, Bob, yeah, so they're looking for in the spring for this fight to take off, and I think that fight will be a great comeback fight for both guys. It's big in the Latino world, so that should do fairly well for pay-per-view, for Hispanic TV and the Hispanic pay-per-view. And that's I think that's a great, great matchup that we want to see. But, Bob, let me tell you, let's bring our guests in into the forum here today with talking about what we're doing in Pottsville, Bob, you know, at the theater and down there at old Muhammad Ali's training camp, the Fighter Haven. We have Terry Alexander, who's going to be dishing out that food February 27th at 12 o'clock. Welcome into the World Boxing Review Radio Show, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Terry, you know, food, boxing, and the whole deal, you know, it's something kind of special. But tell us something about that Pottsville Soup Kitchen and what you do and everything, and then we'll talk about the event and all that once you get that out of the way, Terry.
My favorite thing to talk about is the Soup Kitchen. So we actually have been in business, I guess you can say, since 1984. So we've been 37 years. Our doors have been opened. We serve a hot meal to anyone that comes in our door. No questions asked, no judgment passed. We actually run on donations, strictly donations, and volunteers. Up until COVID, we had almost 100 volunteers and volunteer teams. But since COVID has struck, they've been restricted. But I've still kept the doors open, and we still serve a hot meal 5 days a week there.
Wow. That's a beauty. You hear that, Bob?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So describe what on the day of February 27th at 12 o'clock when we open the doors to begin our program up there with the Jack Johnson exhibit and with the soup kitchen and the WBC and the WBC Cares. Describe what the food and all that's going to be like, Terry. Tell us something about it.
Well, we may be called a soup kitchen, but I will tell you, very seldom do we serve soup. Back in 1984, when it first opened, soup was very easy to make. It was economical to make. But since we've grown so much, we very seldom ever serve soup. We serve an entire meal that if I wouldn't serve it to my family, it doesn't get served up there. But however, for this event that I'm so happy to be co-hosting with you, Aaron, and very, very grateful that you reached out to me, we're going to be serving some really good homemade soup, and we're also going to be serving one of my specialties that the soup kitchen patrons happen to really like, Tex-Mex chili. It will be complete with fresh bread from a local bakery here, Pedora's Bakery in Tamaqua. They donate fresh, warm Italian bread to us 3 days a week, and they will be donating bread to us on the day of our event, so you get some really good fresh bread with it, and homemade desserts as well.
Wow. And talk about Tamaqua. We're going to put the little – right now, you hold on right here. We're going to insert a little boxing history about Schuylkill County, about a great fighter, Billy Spirley. Hey, Bob, come on in. You just heard her talk about Tamaqua, and let's talk about Billy a little bit, why she's on the line.
Billy Spirley, yeah, the Pennsylvania Flash, they called him. He was one of the guys way back when. He was the first one to really win three straight AAU titles back in 37. He won as a flyweight in 38 and 39. He was a bantamweight. Again, he's out of Nanticoke, PA. He's a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame, Pennsylvania Boxing Hall of Fame, and the Wyoming Valley Sports Hall of Fame and the Wyoming Valley Boxing Hall of Fame. And, again, he fought as a flyweight, a bantamweight, and a featherweight. And one of the big things, too, that goes on with Billy Spirley was that in 1940, he was, he was a defending three-time champion. And it was going to be the Olympics in 1940. First, it was going to be in Japan. Then Japan ended up invading. Then it was moved to Germany. Germany invaded Poland. Finally, they were going to have the Olympics in Helsinki, Finland. But then Russia invaded Finland. It was crazy, 1940. There would be no Olympics until 1948. So Billy Spirey unfortunately lost his chance to go to the Olympics. But he was on the Olympic team. And he was born back in 1918, passed away in 1967 at 49 years of age. But he had his first exhibition in Tamaqua at the Armory. He also fought at Liberty Hall in Tamaqua. And I know he fought somewhere in Pottsville, but I really couldn't find any record of that. Outstanding amateur career, 183 wins, 15 losses, 90 KOs. And when it comes down to the pros, well, as Henry Haskell always tells us when he does his research, that sometimes there's discrepancies. So you could either see his record as 30-22-2 or 29-23-2, somewhere along the line. There was a win and a loss, kind of flipping around there, too. But, one thing, too, about him passing away at 67 years old, he had a childhood heart ailment that eventually took.
Yeah. Hey, look, Terry. We're sorry. What happened is that we got kicked off. When we get heavy traffic like that, we got people logging in from all over the world. Sometimes it bumps us, it's the internet, and that's what happened now. We got disconnected. We got bumped off. But, yeah, Terry, you hear that from live from Tamaqua, a famous fighter. Hello?
I did. That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but look, we have
no problem.
We have someone that's going to be there. His name is Champ Stephen Place, calling in from Texas. He's our rap guy. He does the whole Jack Johnson boxing history. Welcome into the World Boxing Review, Champ Place. How you doing?
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning? It's a cold, wintry day.
yes, it is. But look, Champ Place, you know, you do this so well, and come on with it and show Terry what they're going to get in pot. So just give us a little taste of what we bring to the table. Come on with it, Champ Place.
All right, let me kick this hit. Hold on a second.
Tonight we'll be talking about the Jack Johnson story.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, come on with it.
American icon.
All right.
Who traveled all around the world. The first African American champion. First inventor. An icon.
Y'all ain't ready.
We got it
ready.
So many things.
Y'all ain't ready.
Jack Johnson to make him second to none in the history of boxing.
All right. I want you to know he was the first black great. Jack Johnson, boxing legend. Put him in the history books so we never forget him. Teach the children about the tool he invented. This should be in school being taught as a lesson. When he would fight, his smile shine like treasure. It is life to the fullest, despite his pressures. Triumph in the nation, a racist and hatred. I want you to know he was the first black great. Born in Galveston, Texas, in a time when they lynched men. Just for being black and even looking at a white woman. Fans were exclaimed, Emancipation Proclamation. They didn't know they made a man who changed a nation. Last man standing, it's the battle of hell. The blacks who made a fight were fine, folks, so they all fell. We'll take the state as a traveling fighter. Beat all the competition, so we set his heights higher. Tommy Burns shot to chase him all around the world. Became a shadow, talked to him at every turn. Said he wouldn't fight a black man, it was absurd. When Australia jumped up, finally got his turn. Once a captain, we'll beat by the challenger. Round so relentless, they turn off the camera. There was the world, he holds the heavyweight title. But there'd be no celebration upon his arrival. Got off the ship in San Francisco, no fans agreed. He was the brand new champ, but that's not how it was feeling. A few months passed, and he needed some matches. Arranged to fight the Stanley Ketchel, the Michigan assassin. But that the fight was fixed, that won't be the last time. In the 12th night, he stopped so much for a black guy. Who could put this bad guy back in his place? So he's the great white hope. To represent his name, the type of undefeated ex-heavyweight champion. 20,000 gold pieces, got things happening. $101,000 to keep what we split. For 50,000 each from the motion picks. He went to battle at the sanctuary of Reno, Nevada. People came from all over just to get a look at it. Said the champion doesn't get him when a young man will. But the great white coat and it's all still on film. July 5, there were nationwide race riots. Nobody knows for sure how many black people died then. Burning crosses, it was the bees' losses. Fortunately, the victories were more than the cost was. Arrived at his mother to the sound of trumpets. Three of our thousand, I'm proud that he's done it. A white man with a rifle trying to break in and kill him. But luckily, he got stopped before he did it. Laughing and grinning, only wore the finest linen. Traveling around the world, touring with the finest women. Got married to Eddie Duryea. Bought a nightclub in Chicago, the cafe. To the champions, fast cars and fast lanes. Nearly beat Barney Oldfield in the car race. Wasn't long till he was in the ring again. New Mexico extinguished the fireman Jim Brynn. Nothing but trouble when he returned to Chicago. His wife committed suicide, but that wasn't all though. Cops closed his up, said it was used for debauchery. This was just a family loose camera in custody. Johnson was charged for violating the man act. The father took his hand in her mouth with a damn rat. To a year and a day for all that. Left the country, went to Europe, but he couldn't come back. When it France, it first ran a chance. Won by split decision in a 20-round match. Went to Havana, fought the challenger, Jeff Willis. In the 26th round, got knocked down, didn't get up. Then he threw the fight to re-enter the country. To go see his mother, and he was promised the money. Stayed in Spain until the war began. Lived in Mexico a while till he turned himself in. Spent almost a year and 4 11 years in prison. And then at a ranch, the scores while he was in there.
special privileges for youngsters with warning. Allowed in the box and had a private cook for him. Did his time and put it behind him. Heard about Joe Lewis? Really didn't like him. Loved a lot of women, won a lot of fights. Died when his car crashed in North Carolina.
He was leaving a diner somewhere in the area.
There you go.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jen,
my
look.
Jaw dropped. This is, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, this is, you get a
my
full
pleasure.
Show. Like we all the time say, champ place is white, but he can fight. And not only that, Vanilla Chocolate can rap with the best of them. So, what do you think about that, Terry? Can he rap or what?
I think that he can rap. I'm telling you, my jaw is dropped. This is wonderful. I can't wait to meet you in person. I can't wait to see this in person. And you're getting some really good Tex-Mex chili with extra cheese on it that day.
He's from Texas. Champ Place is from Texas. And you know, with Champ Place, you know, you're going to get the very, very best in Texas chili. You know, Champ Place, he knows about that chili down there in Texas. Ain't that right,
Champ? Yeah, we got that. Yeah, well, we live right on the border of Mexico, so we got the hottest chili. The hottest chili.
We're not going to make it hot. But we're going to keep it mild. We're going to keep it mild for the people that are getting it. And, you know, you have to remember, Aaron, anyone that comes can have soup or they can have chili. We'll have it all bagged. It'll be hot. Anyone. It doesn't matter if you're homeless or if you're the wealthiest person in Pottsville or Schuylkill County, come down, get something to eat, spend some time with us, and enjoy the food and enjoy the entertainment and the education and the exhibit. I welcome everyone.
Yeah. Also with Fodger and Ali, and with that entertainment that they're bringing with their band, you know, and with the end of the night with Champ Place just putting it all together, putting all the history down of Jack Johnson. Once they see him and they see Champ Place perform, I think the people and the view in the audience when it's streamed, they're really, really going to like it, Terry. I think that they're just going to be just –
What happened? There we go.
Champ Place is just on. Yeah,
I heard that. That was great. Yeah, I've been listening. I don't know what happened there with me. I don't know how far we got, but that was great hearing that. That was indeed.
Yeah. Champ Place.
It really was.
He nails it all the time. Coming in, so yeah, Bob. This is special. They're really going to get it in Pottsville. They're going to get the very best that we have to offer, and tell them, Bob, we're going to be coming live with the radio show while the food and everything's being getting ready to be dished out. So it's going to be one great event, a great time. People can tune in and listen that day as we go live over the air, and then we're going to shift gears, and then we're going to go with the soup kitchen and make sure everybody's handed out while we have the exhibits set up, and then people will take the seats, and we're having social distancing, Terry, with people. You sit one, then you skip a few seats, and another person sits, you skip a few seats, and you know, another person sits, and then the second row behind that to be one in the middle of the two. So we have that social distancing, and we got, you know, quite a few seats. What is it? A couple hundred seats, Terry, three in the theater? So,
right,
you know,
and it's on a first-come, first-served basis, I mean, first-seated basis, remember, and we are following all CDC guidelines. We will require masks. We will be taking temperatures as well. We're doing our part to make sure that we keep everyone safe while having a really good time.
Hey, do
yeah,
I got a wrap with a mask on?
No, you can take your mask off. You take your mask off. I think for that, I think we'll let you take your mask off.
Okay, all right.
There you go. You're on stage. You're going to be back at a, you know, far enough from the front row seats and that. So you're going to get to be the last one of the show because you're going to finish the show off. So you're going to have a lasting impression on people's mind, Champ Place. When you wrap this in the whole history, it makes it all complete. People see the presentation of the exhibit and of the history of Jack Johnson, the video. They got the drop screens. They'll see different things as we do around the place. You know, they were surprised in North Carolina, right? Well, when they opened their doors, the city hall. Remember that, Champ? Jack Johnson's niece, she started crying when you wrapped that. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She started crying in City Hall.
I didn't realize that it had the power that it had to do that. You know, that moved me when that happened because it was unexpected. And I was like, you know, that was amazing. And that just showed me that, you know, that I did something good, you know, and did it right. I love this song. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, but this is the most meaningful song that I've ever written or had anything to do with. And every time I say it, it has a power to it. I mean, it's unexplainable. So this needs to get out there. You know, like I said, this should be in school being taught as a lesson, you know. Because this is history, you know, white history, black history, this is American history. And history shouldn't be hidden and swept under the rug and kept from people's mind, because this story of Jack Johnson is so inspirational. It really changed my life, and I think it would change the life of a lot of other men. You would hear it because it's a story about overcoming obstacles, and being fearless achieving things in your life and not, you know, letting what other people tell you, you know, determine who you become.
You're absolutely
right
about that.
We're going to be so honored to have you. We are very honored to have you come up. Very honored.
I'm honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, look, Champ Place, but we have some other guys, William Hunter, when we do this online on the screen, he'll be up there singing God Bless America. They'll open us up. You know, he does a very good job. You know how we do it, Champ. We come with a full show, full entertainment. And I think that people is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think that they think that, you know, that the show is as polished as it is, but it's well polished. And we don't let nobody down, and we'll have a good time. And people come out with answers and questions that they asked. And, you know, it's really going to be something special, man, you know, really, really. But, look, you know, we're going to Champ Place, we want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the radio show, the World Boxing Review. And we can't wait for that February 27th, man, for this to happen. So thank you for coming on the show today. We got to get some more boxing. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll be seeing you on the 27th.
All right. Thank you,
Champ. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yep, no doubt. Likewise. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Bob, wasn't that something? Champ Place, he nailed it, didn't he?
We nailed it, man. It was great. Yes, we said sitting back listening to it, it was great. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it too. You know, one thing to mention about the date, too, the 27th. That's 2 weeks from today. But, you know, there's going to be a big fight on later that night. Canelo Alvarez and Abdi Yildirim are going to be rock and roll, and it's going to be a $49.99 pay-per-view. It's also going to be available on the Zone. So, you know, at the end of all that, you know, there'll be a great fight to watch too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, down at the Fighters Haven, we'll see as we put some prayers in down there with Mike Madden and Mitch. They're excited. You know, you have the famous, you know, anthracite coal, man. Who would ever think that, you know, Muhammad Ali would nail it, you know, with the piece of anthracite coal with Jack Johnson's name on the rock. And
absolutely.
So much about Jack Johnson, what he did for him. And when Lewiston, Maine, when Muhammad Ali beat Sonny Liston in Lewiston, Maine, he talked about how he used the punch that Jack Johnson did, what was called the Yanker punch, and he used that against Sonny Liston. Stephen Fletcher had Ali about it, and he used it, and it worked for him against Liston. We're going to talk about that, and then the times when he was down the camp there after he came back from running, he was sitting on the logs that were outside his dressing room door. And when a film crew was sitting there talking to him, and he was talking about with that punch how they thought that he didn't hit him and how they had to slow it down in milliseconds, the rerun film, to catch up with the timing of the punch to look at it. And he talked about all that. And then he talked about how great Jack Johnson was and how Jack Johnson was an inspiration to him and how he did all the things at the time that he did, like Champ Place was talking about, that defied the norms of the get back, take a seat back. You can't come in this door. You can't drink out of this water fountain. And Jack Johnson stood up and he dared. And this is what we're bringing to Pottsville. And it makes Pottsville something great, as I all the time say. You know, Muhammad Ali, definitely a civil rights fighter. But Schuylkill County opened their arms to Muhammad Ali. And Jack
right.
Johnson did come through Pottsville. He fought in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Gray, of the Negro Boxing League, fought right before he fought for the Negro title. And quite a few other fighters from that era that just happened to be black, like Sam Langford. And I know Jersey Joe Walcott was in Pottsville and spent time in Pottsville because he asked me about some guys in when I was young getting a license, and he asked me where I was from, and I told him Pottsville, Pennsylvania. He said, "Yeah, I've been there," and he said
mm-hmm.
I spent some time there, and he asked me if I knew some people. I said, "Yeah," and when I described him who he looked, he said, "That's it." so we know a lot of African American great fighters, not ordinary fighters. You got to understand, you know, when it comes to African American history in Schuylkill County. Now, just think of this: Nicholas Biddle,
right.
Who was the first one for bloodshed in the Civil War when Lincoln called all the guys to battle. And we're going to be talking about that. Some of that's part of the exhibit. Some of my family members were the first one in the Volunteer Army of Schuylkill County to be called to service, and they served in the Civil War. And Nicholas Biddle's buried up there at the Bethlehem AME Church, which is our family church. And to have national figures like that right in Pottsville, like Muhammad Ali, former training camp, Jack Johnson been there, among other great African-Americans that came through there. But you have to remember, Bob, when coal was king and money was flying around in Schuylkill County, second to none, you know, in Schuylkill County. So we're going to bring that to highlight, as we did with Billy Sperry today.
Who was, right, and again, yeah. those spots, like the Armory and the Liberty Hall in Tamaqua, they were big scenes, and we've talked about that in the past, the fighters that have come through there. And also Pottsville, we know about the Armory there, too, and the YMCA and some of the other venues that are long gone, but Pottsville did have a nice little volatile boxing scene there for a while. People were kind of coming through. Like you said, Reading was here, Scranton was on the list, Allentown, so... You know, it was all part of this whole Eastern Pennsylvania type of little circuit they had going.
Oh, absolutely.
And
wow.
You have to remember,
Aaron.
Go
ahead, Terry.
We have to remember that after the exhibit up here at the Majestic Theater, Fighters Heaven will be open at 3 o'clock, and there will be tours given. Of course, everything will be socially distanced, CDC guidelines down there as well. But we're opening up Fighters Heaven, and people can go down, they can give the tour, they get a really nice tour. We're going to have some refreshments down there, and we're going to have a prayer service. I believe that starts at 5, if I'm not mistaken.
We're having time to get up and pack up down there while they open up and let people tour. But at the Fighters Haven, you have to remember that Muhammad Ali was a history buff when it came to the game of boxing. So much was he a history buff that all of those big rocks with Rocky Marciano and
Joe Louis.
Joe Louis, you know, Graziana, you know, Gavilan, all of those in Floyd Patterson, who he fought, Joe Frazier, you know, line the side of the training facility to give people that kind of history tour of the of boxing greats. And when I was young, it was just a pleasure that I had the pleasure to meet a lot of them guys that were on the rock. You know, I met Joe Louis when he was in the wheelchair in Las Vegas right before he had passed. You know, Joe Frazier, you know, Floyd Patterson, and a lot of those. Kit Gavilan, matter of fact, Kit Gavilan spent a lot of time in Pottsville. And when the Moose had some fights in the 70s, I think it was like 75, 76, Gavilan came there to the fights down at the Moose on South Center Street.
Right.
And I'm going
to about the Moose. They did have this. Yeah, they had scenes, and I think it was the early 70s. You're right. I remember that.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Muhammad Ali, when he did the exhibition up in Mark's Hall, he also did the same exhibition up in Scranton and Hazleton. And when he was up on top of the mountain up there, he did something with Figaro, who was a part of St. Pat's. He was the priest, and Muhammad Ali worked with him and did something. Matter of fact, up there they gave him an award. And then Muhammad Ali did a lot of things with the Pope, and so has the WBC. In Rome, Don King presented the Pope, the Vatican, with the WBC belt, and so did Mauricio Sulaiman, president now. He gave the Vatican the WBC belt, and they blessed him, and so did his father. Jose Sulaiman did the same. So the WBC has an extensive history of doing community work all around the world, with Nelson Mandela, who was a fighter himself, a freedom fighter, fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. As a young man, he was a boxer, but Jose Sulaiman had given Nelson Mandela an award, and he came in. And let me tell you a story, Bob. Is that when Nelson Mandela got released from prison, and when he first got released out of prison, he came into the United States, and he said he wanted to meet some boxers. So down in the UN in New York City, Jose Sulaiman, Don King, Mike Tyson, Joe Frazier, Sugar Ray Leonard, and myself went in the UN in a private room in a private setting to meet and greet Nelson Mandela when he got released from prison. And
wow.
That was a phenomenal thing I'll never forget, is because everybody, when he walked in the room, everybody was so excited. It was like on a time basis that they put the WBC belt around them, everybody, and everybody was so excited to take the picture, and they turned the belt upside down. So quite a few of the pictures, the belt is upside down. So hey, hold it, stop, and turn the belt upside up. So I'm saying this is that Pacho with the Pacho Soup Kitchen and the Fighters Haven, with this event coming to Pacho in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, they have a jewel that is second to none. Even with the World Boxing Review radio show, Bob, you know, we come live out of Pacho every Saturday, and we take this thing around the world, and to have a historian like Henry Hascop and all that recording this stuff in this event, it's definitely a mark. And with the oldest brewery in America, Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, Yingling Beer. Yeah, you know, and we know about that, 1829, man. That's when that started. So, yeah.
And you have to remember the soup kitchen's across the street from the brewery.
Exactly. Yes, it is. The old brewery, the original brewery, 504. I think that's the address,
right?
That's right.
There. We're located right across the
504
from the building.
Yeah.
We're really honored to be a part of this.
Yeah.
We're very honored to be a part of this.
Yeah, Dick Yingling's kind of something special, Dick is. And when he comes in, man, you know, Dick's phenomenal, what he did, and his family. What is it, 5 generations, 6 generations strong or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's the 6th generation, and now his daughters are running the show now, too. So, it's a big, major billion-dollar company now, you know, just from a little small beginnings here. They have the new brewery here. I know there's one down in Tampa, and I know he's just expanding, bringing out new lines. But, Dick's pretty much in the retirement scene and letting the daughters run the company, though. So he stepped aside. Well, you know, he's never really going to be aside.
Yeah.
Where can people donate? People can donate by, you can send in a donation to the St. Pat's Pottsville Soup Kitchen, address it to 504 Mahantunga Street, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 17901. And I'll make sure that every penny goes to feeding those in need of a meal. And in addition to feeding people just a meal, we also do, we hand out food to people to take home as well. Organizations and businesses and civic groups, they hold food drives for us, coat drives, blanket drives, and we really do a whole lot more than just give out a meal, Aaron. We're there for anyone that's in need. We're an essential resource in giving a meal, but we're also so much more than that. We're very involved in the community. We're very proud to be a presence in our community. And if you're in need, give us a call. Anyone can call us, anyone at all, and we help. And like I said before, no criteria to be met, no questions asked, no judgment passed. If you have a pulse and you can open our door, come on in, give you a meal, give you some food, let us figure out how we can help you make your life a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I'm going to have some people speaking there, talking about peace, how to better the community, and all that kind of stuff in the theater. So it's going to be a day of fun, music, listen to people speak about things that they're doing in the community for in the future, and what people have done in the past and in the present, and to talk and highlight Black History and Black History Month. to talk about local history. People may not know, maybe people know, but we're going to have people reviewing different things like that, going over it. And that's what stuff like that, just to bring people together in a hard time. And also, the newly forming NAACP, we're going to have some people there, but I'll bring my brother in right now. He's on the line, Don Snowell, who's working NAACP, the newly forming NAACP. Welcome into the World Boxing Review Radio Show.
How you doing?
Hello?
How are you doing?
Good. We're doing good. We have Terry and Bob on the line right now. We're talking to the world.
How you doing, Bob?
So what's going on with this?
NAACP. Yeah. We're getting ready to February 20th. It goes in front of our the national NAACP board, and will be officially chartered February 20th, shortly thereafter, February 20th. It goes in front of that committee, that new charters on February 20th. We go in front of that committee, and then shortly thereafter, we'll be officially chartered.
Okay, you know, the NAACP is full of members, so to get a charter, there has to be something to do with membership.
Correct.
Newly forming the NAACP, do you have members or have people join?
Yes. In order to be a new charter, you have to have at least 100 members, and we have twice as many as that. And counting, people are signing up all the time. Both white and black.
And Latino. As I said, white, black, Puerto Rican, we're all going to have fun with together. So so if people want to join now, if more people want to join, how do they go about joining?
They can grab the application off of the national site, but don't send your money into the national site. It has to come into our Schuylkill County branch to count under our membership. If you send it into the national, it will count as a national member, and we want you a member of the Schuylkill County branch in PA.
Well, that's good. You know, we had in the newspaper, Bean and Mary Beth Higgins. They were talking, and they're a part of it and a member of it. So it looks like things are going on. What are some of the plans in the community? How's it going to be implemented to get up and going?
Well, we're going to be both proactive and reactive, meaning proactive. I'll give you an example of some of our proactive stuff we're getting ready to roll out. We're helping with community partnership with two local hospitals here and Rite Aid Pharmacy, and we're going to help them do their vaccine rollout. Most elderlies have trouble. One, they don't have computers, or they don't know how to navigate these hospital sites and everything. So, you know, we're helping them with that dynamic. I was just on the phone with Rite Aid yesterday morning from the national level. They are actually going to let us control in community vaccine sites. We're going to control them. We're going to say where they're going to be, and they're going to come and provide the service. So that's going to be a great plus in these poverty communities, because it's just not, you know, a thing of African Americans. You know, poverty lends that same dynamic as, you know, minorities do with, you know, not having access to services.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, the red, the yellow, the black, and the white, they're all precious in God's sight, and God loves all the people of the world. Community work, you have to keep like that, and it has to be like that. And what a great effort for that new form in the NAACP. What do you think, Bob?
That's a wonderful idea, too. And again, just anything we can do to help those vaccines get out there and And, you know, the more people getting involved and helping out the community, the better. And, man, we're really getting excited for what's going to be happening here at the end of the month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Terry, are you there? Look everything, what you got going on, girl.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I guess your listeners don't know is that Donnie and I have been friends for, I really don't want to say how many years because then it'll give our age away. But we've known each other for so long, and we've been friends for so long. And your listeners also need to know that my daughter, my son, and I, we've always felt like we were part of the Snoll family. I know for a fact that your niece and my daughter have been friends since they're 6 years old, so that's right there, 27 years. But Johnny and I go back way further than that. I mean, from high school. And it's so nice to hear from you, Johnny, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. And I extend an invitation for your newly formed group to come to the soup kitchen, serve a meal with me, come see what I'm all about, and join in with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely will.
I look forward to that. I really do. And I'm looking forward to this big event and seeing everyone as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're gonna have a great time. And don't forget that great Pottsville High School basketball team. They won last night again. They're keeping that winning streak. They're number one. But, hey, look, Bob, that nativity school you go to up there, it looks like they're doing pretty good, too. It looks like they got a strong team, Bob. But I'm going to tell you what, Pottsville High, if they meet in the playoffs, they ain't going to let them beat them like they did the first game in football.
Well, the Cooney did just have a 1,000-point score this week. A guy right here from a young man from Port Carbon, Keegan Hurts. Scored his 1,000 points too. So, and actually, the old coach Kevin Kennedy is a friend of mine. He's from Port Carbon too. And we were talking. Kevin basically said that the kid was kind of down and out a little bit, and was benched and wasn't playing right. And Kevin, who's a great basketball player, a coach in his own right, he sat the kid down and kind of straightened everything out. So the kid goes out and now scores his 1,000 points. So, and until he's on a roll, you know. And I always look back last year too, but they never got a chance to finish the playoff season. And all Nativity is one of those teams that was still left standing. So I still consider them like a co-state champion from last year. Why not? They didn't lose.
Bob, with 60 seconds, you know, we want to thank Terry Alexander for coming on today with the Pacho Soup Kids, Don Snow with the newly forming NAACP, and Champ Place, you know, our beautiful rapper from down there in Texas that's going to be coming up, rap that all of Jazz Anthem history that you heard on. But guess what, Bob? You know, I hate to toot my own horn, and Pottsville will always remember this. It always gets greater later, and Snowell, Aaron Snowell, is a legend in Pottsville. We put them on the map when it comes to boxing game. They can say whatever they want with Don King and the stuff that I did with them. And at that camp is a mark in boxing history that's second to none. It will always be remembered because some of the biggest events that happened in boxing I was a part of, including Frankie Randall beating Chavez and Mike Tyson getting beaten in Tokyo and bringing them back undisputed. And all of those other great fighters that that we had the chance to train and move along the way. So boxing is definitely in a map in Pottsville. And we're going to talk about that history, Bob, when we get up there of all of those great fighters, African-American, that came through there. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review radio show. My name is Aaron Snowell. They call me the Hall of Fame Trainer of Champions. And our radio aficionado who takes us all around the world, dipping in and out of all of them countries. How many countries we went to today, Bob?
11.
11 countries.
All the continents. Down South America, Africa, Asia, we're everywhere.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you, Bob. And also our boxing historian is a legend in his own right, Henry Hascott, president of the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame, historian for International Boxing Hall of Fame and all of those other things that Henry does. And along with us being here on the World Boxing Review radio show, thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you. Same time next week, 11 to 12.
See you then. Bye-bye.